Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. What would you do if you had millions and millions of dollars? Ever have the fantasy of winning the lottery? Little kids likely dream of buying all the newest and coolest toys and technology. Big kids, adults, likely dream of buying all the big kid toys, like cool cars, fast boats, and a big home. Want to know a secret? The lottery is a huge waste of your time and money. Not only is it very rare for people to win, but apparently the vast majority of those who actually do win usually find two outcomes. Either they lose all the money because they spent it all, or they end up very sad and depressed. Sometimes they even experience both of those things. Why is this? Well, it turns out that money can buy you a lot of things, but it can't buy you real happiness, especially not happiness that lasts. You can buy a new car or a new iPhone, but soon enough the next new model will come out. You might also have millions of dollars, but if you like to spend money, eventually it will run out. What a sad thing for someone to find out the hard way that worldly riches do not bring lasting happiness. The Apostle Peter tells us an amazing truth today. Money can't buy happiness and eventually runs out, but there is somewhere that we can find a treasure that lasts, in the empty tomb of Jesus. You see, because Jesus now lives, we have what Peter calls a living hope. It's a hope for every single day of our lives, that we will be with Jesus one day in the peace of heaven. And here's the best part. This treasure of eternal peace will not run out, fade away, or go away. It will last forever. It's kept safe for us in heaven from now until the day that we get there. Some might imagine how different their lives would be if they had millions of dollars. But you have a treasure even greater than that. Because Jesus lives, you will live in the peace of heaven. Oh, and one more thing. You don't have to imagine, because the treasure is already yours right now. As Peter says, praise be to God. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the treasure of eternal life with you in heaven through the death and resurrection of your dear Son, Jesus. Fill my heart with joy and thanks for the treasure you have waiting for me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.